to another offering of Heavenly Blessings with Linda Dillon, channel for the Council of Love and author of The New You, Emerging into the Brilliance of Humanity's Heart Consciousness, and myself, Suzanne Maresca. Today's topic is the ever-popular Law of Attraction and Repulsion, and once again, Sanat Kumara will be joining us to offer fresh perspective on a much-discussed universal law. The Council of Love tells us that when we align with the Law of Attraction, we call in assistance from sources that we may not even be aware of. The law of repulsion goes hand in hand with the law of transmutation, and that both are involved in returning discordant energies to the one for recycling. Feel free to join us with your questions and comments by calling 323-784-9697 and press 1 so I know you'd like to come on the air with us. We'll continue taking callers by area code, so when we're ready to start doing that, I'll say your area code and bring you on the air. It's wonderful to be jumping back into our exploration of universal law. So much has been happening and so quickly that for me, the information and energy gets classified, filed, and put away immediately to make room for more light to come through. I feel like a spacey blur, and the weeks are just speeding on by. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Susie. And boy, is that an apt way to put it. It does feel like time, and in fact, it has really speeded up. Partially, it's because the experience of time in the fifth, sixth, seventh, higher dimensions is a different experience than it is in the third dimension. So we tend to be, you know, doing that translation, that transition, that ascension process where there are times when we feel that time is really dragging and we're waiting and waiting for things to happen. And then there's this other piece of us that just feels like, where do the days, the weeks, the months go? I can't believe that we're in the middle of November.
I know.
It's just
exactly.
Amazing.
Yes.
So here we are again. And I want to thank you and thank our listeners. I think that your idea of taking some time out and not doing a new law every single week has given us some integration and some breathing time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole idea when we began Heavenly Blessings was to have a show, a how-to show.
Right.
And on Hour with an Angel, we talk to the masters, the archangels, the mighty ones, the company of heaven. We talk to everybody. And so often they will say, you know, do this, do that. So, you know, in a casual conversation, they can say to us, Archangel Michael can say, well, use the universal law of attraction and repulsion. And that's all that's said.
Uh-huh.
And the guidance in what you and I have been doing with a lot of fun has been taking that those concepts and really having a chance to explain them, to explore them, and to work with them. And these are massive. I mean, this is the explanation of how things work.
Yeah.
So I think the idea of having that interim week to be able to choose some things over sometimes has actually certainly been beneficial to me. But I think it's been beneficial to all of us.
Oh, it certainly has to me.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know, I think part of what we, you and I, and everybody who's listening have been doing is taking the law. And it's one thing to understand it in theory. You know, this is that concept.
Right.
But then to have the practical application, the how-to, and how does it work in my life, how do I actually utilize it, is huge. And it's especially huge then when we think, well, not only are we working with one law, but we're working in this tapestry, this grid of all the universal laws, because they're all interacted. Yes. And they're all connected, and they're all about balance. So it's massive what we're doing. So
it is, and we're ready for it.
Thanks, everybody, for hanging in.
Oh, absolutely. I'm really enjoying this very much, and it's been an expansive experience for me. And the practice opportunities have also been very helpful because, well, you get the opportunity to prove to ourselves that this is real and that this is not just imaginal visionary work. It actually works. I've done it on my fighting cats, and the shift has been amazing. So the things that that I work on, that the shift and transition isn't quite as clear, it's easier for me to trust and know that that the invisible work that I'm doing actually is making a difference.
Yeah, it's nice to have those, not just the intangible, but the tangible signs, things that we can see and touch
right.
and smell and taste. I think one of the other things that's happened in this series is I don't remember, well, it's never happened, to have Sanat Kumara or any of the masters spend so much time with us on an intensive. And I think that all of us have this closer feeling
yeah.
to Sanat Kumara. I think when we started, it was like, who is this guy?
Exactly.
Where does he fit in? What does he want? Why is
yeah.
he taking so much time?
He's coming into my visions now. So, yeah, I definitely feel like it. It almost feels like even though this is spread out over weeks and sometimes we skip a practice week, it feels like a residential workshop where we all get to really be close and living together and understanding one another and experiencing the day-to-day with one another. I can't explain that because clearly it's not the situation, but that's the way it feels.
It does feel that way to me, and in some ways it also feels that Sanat Kumara, Raj, basically moved in with us. And
yeah.
it makes sense, you know? I mean, in terms of all the ascended beings or high-energy beings, enlightened beings that we work with, I mean, he's the one that's the planetary logos. He's the one that's basically in charge of overseeing the unfoldment of the plan here for Gaia and for us. So this closer relationship, I mean, it makes sense, but boy, it's intense and it's brand new.
It is, and it's really interesting because before I could hear planetary logos and it doesn't really mean that much to me, but now it's really becoming much clearer to me just how huge that is, just what kind of being that we're having these friendly discussions over a coffee table with.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
It is amazing. You know, when I first heard Archangel Raphael identify himself, introduce himself as the archangel that's responsible for the healing of the universe, the healing of the planet, and the healing of humanity, I thought, oh my God, when you think of it, that is such a massive, massive role. And yet,
yeah.
so many ways, you know, SK is in exactly the same kind of a role.
Right, right. And
so to have him...
Go ahead.
Take this time for us is really neat.
Oh, it is really neat.
Thank you. Peter.
It makes me wonder, though, how many of us humans, boots on the ground kind of people, there are for each master. And then that brings me into this whole thing of like this interwoven tapestry, because there are many archangels and masters that I feel connected with. It's just, you know, like one big, happy, wonderful, glowing group of beings. But you know, it makes me wonder, like, how many, say, Archangel Gabrielle, how many humans does she have, you know, that are channeling her energy or channeling Sanat Kumara's energy or channeling. So it just feels like this interwoven tapestry because each one of us may have our interchangeable teams of energy that we're running through for. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does. You know, when we talk about guides, I always, when I talk about this subject, we talk about, I talk about, the council talks about basically two categories. And there's your personal guides, that circle, usually of about 5 to 7 angels or beings, enlightened beings, that surround you throughout time. You know, people talk about their guides changing, but in fact they don't. They may come forward or back off at different times, but your guides don't really change. But in addition to that, we have what I call the big boys. And those are the beings that each of us has this love and devotion and connection with. I mean, you know, for me, Gabriel, and I've said this so many times, Gabriel, Susanna Michaela Gabriel, yeah, is my go-to gal. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's my teacher, my mentor, my comforter, my nurturer. But in addition to that, I also have such connection with the Universal Mother, especially Mother Mary, mm-hmm, and Yeshua. But you can tell when you look at people, I mean, you know, even just glancing at them, and you can see, like, that they're holding that Buddha energy, mm-hmm, or they're holding, you know, the Michael energy, which is very much the warrior, peaceful warrior energy, or they're holding the Kuan Yin energy. And so we do have these, usually, these multiple connections to these beings, these ascended masters and these archangels, as well as the divine ones, that, and there's Yahweh people. I mean, you know, you see these people that are just strictly, I mean, it's Heavenly Father the whole way. They want to work with that masculine energy. Now, right, we're all finding that balance.
Right.
But each of these ascended ones has, like you're putting it, these boots on the ground. And I think what's happening in our transition and our ascension is that all of us are realizing more and more who it is that we're working with. You know, yeah, and when I was getting ready, doing my meditation and stuff, getting ready for this morning, is that I was thinking that there were things that I couldn't talk about because they're really part of the expanded body of knowledge that's in the new you. Here's the plug for my book. But that's not the purpose of it, is that there's new understandings and new expansions, but the basis of everything we do is having that really clear, finite understanding of our foundation of who we are. Because we can't expand if we don't have that clear understanding of who we are to start with. And part of that understanding, of course, is who are we connected to? What is our mission and purpose? And what does our fulfillment of that mission and purpose look like? Because it's completely different. There may be similarities, but it's different for each and every one of us. So having that starting point is really important. So I think this is an important conversation that we're having.
It is an important conversation. And as you were speaking and you talked about the Buddha, I listened to part of the Dalai Lama's webcast, was it last night, the night before, I don't remember anymore. He talked about all of us becoming Buddhas and doing a chant or a prayer to say, you know, let me become a Buddha for the, you know, the highest evolution of humanity. And I just found that really interesting. I couldn't listen to the whole thing, but it was a very, I don't know, that's the part that stood out to me most. It's very interesting.
I think of all the teachers that are really physically anchored and present on the planet. I mean, the Dalai Lama is, in my book, at the top of the list.
Yeah.
He is such a phenomenal being, mm-hmm. and so humble and so compassionate,
mm-hmm.
and so real.
Yes, exactly. All right, so are we up for a meditation?
I think we are. What do you say?
Oh, fabulous. Okay, thank you, love.
Oh, you're welcome. So let's begin by getting comfortable, by beginning to sink into your chair or your cushion or your car seat or your bed or the floor. And let go of the day. Let go of the day and the week that lies ahead, or the weekend that just completed. Let go of your to-do list and all the busyness of your life. Make sure you're comfortable. And really let yourself let go of your body so that you can simply be in this time for your sacred self. We're going to begin by breathing not only the beautiful gold of Sanat Kumara, of Archangel Gabriel, of Gabriel, of Yahweh, of your divine masculine, but we're going to tinge it with pink. And it is the pinky gold of purity, of grace, and of Venus. So it's that rose gold. Open your crown chakra, that soft spot, your fontanelle on the top of your head. And just allow this pinky gold, the gold of Venus, of the cities of light, particularly of Hana in Hawaii, to come into you. It's strong and it's gentle at the same time. And just feel it as this warm, molten gold coming in through your crown. And caressing and surrounding your pituitary, your hypothalamus, your pineal gland, and just the way lava flows, filling and activating all the fissures, the crevices, the hemispheres, right and left, of your brain. And breathe pink gold. And let that lava stream continue on down your neck, your clavicle, your high heart, filling the central column of your spine, into your heart, down into the gold of your solar plexus, your umbilical, your tummy. your sexual and reproductive areas, your organs, your liver, your gallbladder, your kidneys, down into your legs, your knees, your shins, your feet, until you feel that you are this wonderful liquid pink gold. And breathe and relax. And we ask this day for the assistance of all the golden ones throughout all systems, the company of heaven, to come and assist us with our expansion, with our purity, and with our grace, that we may be filled and overflowing and healed. Now come back up gently to your heart, to this center where you live, to the center of your heart consciousness, where you truly anchor in the higher dimensions. And feel your heart expanding. And breathe that rose gold. And go deeper. Now, once again with me, see that tiny pinprick of white light in the center of your heart, the portal to your heart and your heart consciousness, to who you are, and feel your wings unfurl. Let them unfurl. And feel yourself flying towards that pinprick of white light in the center of your heart. Through that portal into the golden chambers of your being, into your sacred space. And breathe deeper. And look at the walls in this wonderful golden chamber where you have written eons ago and yesterday your intentions, your sacred purpose, your creations, your heart's desires. And take the time to see the symbols, the ancient symbols and the new ones. For you will notice today there's new information on your walls. So take a minute and look at it. Look at what you are telling you. Now go and find your chair, your cushion, your place to sit and to be in your sacred space, and relax. And we are going to go deeper into your heart, into the core of who you are. I want you to feel, not to think, but to feel, what is the dearest desire of what you wish to create? What is that hidden dream, the action or the experience, the situation, the energy that you feel would assist you most greatly right now in the fulfillment of your sacred mission and purpose? What is it that you feel would make you believe, would equip you to complete this journey right now? And go deeper. And if you think it's something tangible, like money, financial support, better health, better home or living circumstance, peel it a little deeper. Come with me and do that. What do those physical things, which you are fully entitled to receive, but what's contained inside that request? Is it the sense of being loved and cared about, of being safe, of being free? Don't judge it. Just allow whatever it is to come on up so that you have the fullness of the picture. Now allow yourself, with that knowing of what you desire to create and to attract to yourself in this very moment, to be fully aware and awake in your heart and love it. And invoke with me the law of attraction. In this case, we are giant magnets. And we are pulling across the universe that which we desire. If it was not already in form, in existence, you would not desire it. So feel yourself expanding now out into your various bodies, your mental, your emotional, your causal, into the fullness of your field, out as far as your Solomon seal, and feel how large you are. And at the same time, see that you are part of this wonderful golden grid, that you are a butterfly on the golden grid. And feel this expanded self. Take your right hand as if it is a giant magnet and reach out where you see what you are asking for on the grid. And simply reach out and begin to pull it towards yourself. See it moving, and it doesn't matter whether it is a partner or a sense of well-being or balance or a new car. Pull it into you. Stronger. Now take that hand and bring it into your heart, where all energy, all creation is anchored. And set the timer, as it were, the universal timer, that this sensation of pulling, of magnetizing across the grid into your hand, into your heart, will not cease until it is completed. And rest in the knowing that it will be completed. And give thanks, knowing it is already done. The delivery's on the way. And that you can come back here every day and check and pull some more, attracting and using the law of attraction. And rest. Greetings, I am Sanat Kumara.
Welcome.
Keeper of universal law. Welcome, my friends of gold, my fellow Venusians, my fellow Gaians, my family. For that is what is occurring, and that I wish to refer to even before we discuss the laws. I am not some distant entity, some foreigner sent from a distant planet to work with you and with Gaia. We are family. And that is what you are beginning to feel. And it is not simply family with me. Far more importantly, it is family with each other. And this sense of unity and connection, of brotherhood, of sisterhood, of sibling, of mother, father, one, This is growing. Now, how does this relate to universal law? How does it relate to the blessings and virtues, the divine qualities? Dear heart, it is how we are. It is not merely how we operate, how we think, how we feel. It is how we are. And increasingly, much to my joy and the joy of all who participate, you are realizing this. You are realizing that we are but one family, one collective, that there is not this collective and that collective, but that we are unified on one grid, in one universe, in one omniverse. We are not broken up and separated. It is not the way it is. So how does this relate to the law of attraction and repulsion? Well, with attraction, it is very simple. First of all, what you desire in truth, not as a false grid or an expression of the old realm, but what you truly desire. You call to yourself because in the most basic terms, it belongs to you. It is part of your makeup, your birthright, your formula, your design. And nothing, please listen to what I say, nothing is ever withheld from you that in fact belongs to you. Now, are there ripples? Have there been interruptions? Yes. But might I also suggest to you that that is also because perhaps you are not fully applying the genuine nature of your heart's desires or calling upon this law of attraction and repulsion? Is no limitation in the Divine Mother's universe. None. And that is part of the realization that you are coming to. So you cannot think in terms of limitation that something is withheld from you because maybe there isn't enough. Creation is constant. There is always, eternally, infinitely, more than enough for all in any universe, in any reality. As long as that creation is of the molecules and the codes of love. So what you are truly calling to yourself when you are practicing attraction is more love. That is why the channel, why I've asked her in this meditation to dig deeper to what it is you are truly looking for. It is more love. More love of self, more love of others, more sense of unity, more sense of community. When you invoke not only my name, but the law of attraction, you are not simply calling the energy. You are not simply calling the thing, the environment, the situation, whether it is a chocolate bar or world peace. What you are doing is calling upon your entire universal family, your star brothers and sisters, the intergalactics, the company of heaven, the archangels, the seraphim, and beings that you do not even have any idea about. You are calling everybody, and you are saying, can you help me? And everybody, all energies of all forms, are speeding to your assistance. This is not a minor exercise. Oh, I will think it and then it will happen. It comes from the core, the very core of your being, of your soul. And it comes with the truth of allowance and acceptance and not forcing the tide, not being dictatorial, not attempting to control the how, where, why. So in attraction is also the divine quality of trust. You cannot even begin to fathom how much power you have in this. But if you work with it every day, you will begin to see. Now, is it the totality? No. All the laws, all the energies work in conjunction. So let me be practical here. And yes, I know I go on, but you did give me a hiatus. So let me say, you have said, I am attracting a full sense of safety, of being safe in my planet, in my life, in my body, in my reality. Now here we are, all streaming towards you, infusing that energy into you. But with that and inside that will also mean that you will begin repulsing, sending back to the source all fear, all sense of displacement, all sense of insecurity, all sense of inappropriate vulnerability. So you say, I prayed for security, and here I feel that I am gnashing my teeth because your issues are coming to the forefront to be repulsed back to the one. It is the balance. It is the scales of justice. And it works in the personal sense, and it works in the global sense, the universal sense, and the infinite sense. So do not turn to me and say, Raj, I did this and it didn't work. Things got worse. Well, all that means, my beloved friend, my family, is there was a little housekeeping. There were some cobwebs and dust bunnies that needed to be let go of. And think of them as no more significant than that. Because you don't want to be caught in the cobweb. You don't want to be caught in the dust bunny. You wouldn't see a dust bunny under your bed or under your chair and say, I think I will crawl in and live there. So let it go. Let us help with the cleanup and the repulsion as well. So it is this sense of pulling in and at the same time of pushing out. Now this is a very physical example and a reality that we share with you so that you have that sense, because you also push out your creations as well when they have been inseminated. When you have had that still point implosion explosion. But understand, when you are working with the law of repulsion, you are never, ever repulsing people or nations. You are repulsing the energy directly back to the heart of one. Not to any chamber for cleanup. Directly to the heart of one, because it began just as you did, as the energy of purity and love. So you send it back, it is recycled, and then it is returned to you. So think of it as etheric dry cleaning without the chemicals. Now I have gone on. I know you have questions for me, sweet angel.
Oh, I do, Raj, my friend. I'm so happy to be speaking to you in this way again, and I really appreciate the shift in relationship that I've been feeling lately. So really thank you for that and being more present in my life. Okay, so we keep getting the message that our perceptions determine our reality. So the highest and best that I can imagine for myself already exists somewhere, and when I focus on that in meditation, am I not actively calling those highest aspects of myself into my current vessel? And is this an overlap with the law of instantaneous transmission?
Yes, it is. Now you are understanding it perfectly. And when you think of it, it is in accordance with your intent, with your purpose, with the balance of all. So yes, when you are holding that highest perception, that vision, the truth of who you are instantaneously transmitting, transmuting, transubstantiating, and bringing to the forefront faster than the speed of light, at the speed of love, the truth of who you are.
Wow. Okay, that's a beautiful thing. If all that which we desire is to serve the Divine Mother, I imagine we can trust that our soul's design is what will manifest and that it will all unfold naturally. So far, I haven't got much of a handle on what I'll be doing next, but in this meditation just now, I got a glimpse. I haven't been raised with much tradition or community, and the perfection of that may be so that I can now be an ambassador between cultures on Earth and beyond. For some of us, the path may reveal itself quickly, and for others, I guess it'll be a more drawn-out process. But I'm wondering if the event being referred to so often now will pop those at the forefront of human evolution into a deeper knowing all at once. I'm feeling that after that point, I won't even need money. Am I delusional and having visions of a now that's far removed from this one? I know that's a
no,
lot.
You are not delusional.
Oh, good.
And yes, it is true that not everybody is having simultaneous experience. So that it is not happening at the same speed, shall we say, for everybody. And it is also depending on how deeply you are holding that truth and that vision of who you are. Let us also say the event, as you call it, is still a series of events because you aren't all working at the same moment in the now. Yes, there is only one moment, but within that moment there is eternity and infinity. So think of it more as a portal, as a activation, as a series of events. When you reach the level of creativity, of creation, of reclaiming who you are as creator race, then you have what you need. Now, if you feel that you want to play or create currency, then that is fine with us. We really don't care. And we don't mean that in a dismissive way. We mean that it is a choice. There are various intergalactic cultures that use various forms of currency because they like it. But the crux of this is the understanding, and this is why we have asked you to divorce yourself from the focus on the currency to your own currency and what you are capable of bringing forward. It is a choice. So if you wish to call the molecule of love that form a home, a community, a city of light forth, then that is what you do. But it is not dependent upon the simple manifestation of what you in the current reality think of in the old third, because the currency of the fifth is different. So the old currency, it is not dependent on simply that. What we have said and what we will continue to emphasize as changes in currency, financial systems, governmental systems, political institutions, judicial institutions, they are heart consciousness, attitudinal, spiritual shifts. These things don't simply occur because of the availability of money. They are heart changes. They are a change in your consciousness. So some will always love to play with currency. And that is fine. And the idea of currency over the next 5 years or so will change what it is used for, how it is available, how it is available to those who wish to create. Because where the currency issue comes in is truly just in a transition phase.
Right.
But it has never been the mother's plan simply to say that everybody upon the planet would have plenty of currency. No, her abundance is much bigger than that. Can it include currency if that is part of your belongings? Yes. But it is so much bigger. I can tell you, I do not deal in currency.
Beautiful. All right. I have one more question, then I will go on to callers. It's occurred to me over the past week or so that my awareness of the current world situation and on the mundane tasks required for my life has been fading away I've been feeling less and less present, and I'm wondering if that will continue and that one day I'll switch over to what's already been created in the new world and reality with what we know and experience now fading away in conscious awareness. Would you speak to that, please?
Yes, and many of you are having this experience that you feel less and less present, or can we say attached, to the old reality. Now, we have been saying for some time now, in fact, almost a year, that Gaia has anchored herself firmly in her heart to the fifth, but reaching up to the seventh, brushing the third so that you, of course, did not fall freely into space. So what you are doing is it feels to you, you have an expression in film where it is a fade, and then there is a new scene, and that is exactly what you are experiencing. Mm. So some of you feel less and less competent, interested,
yes.
available to
yes.
engage in the routine of the third. For some of you, yes, this channel has expressed it repeatedly, that the interactions with the old third literally make you feel sick,
mm.
nauseous, that you want to turn and run. So, yes. Now, that is those of you who are through the portal, who are in some ways balancing back and forth because you are way showers and you are helping people through the portal. So in many ways, dear heart, an event, in quotes, is not necessary for you.
Right.
Because it is already underway. So yes, you are correct in your understanding.
Well, that's wonderful. So that'll just continue to unfold. The understanding will grow deeper and deeper, and I'll have, I mean, the visions that I've been having are just enormous about who I'm connected to and why I'm here. And to be honest, it's an adjustment for me. You know,
it is an adjustment, but we would ask you and we would ask all of you, trust your visions.
Mm.
Trust your dreams. Many of you are processing and making this transition in dream state, in the dream frequency, because your days are very busy and you don't have the time. Trust what you are hearing in meditation. Trust your intuition. And not only trust it, actually follow it.
Right.
That is how we talk to you.
Yes.
Yes, it is always our joy when we are given this kind of opportunity. But on the day-to-day basis, dear heart, this is how we talk to you.
Wow, that's wonderful. And I'm so looking forward to the time when communication is more present and available. I know that you're around me all the time. I just don't see yet, and I'm hoping that someday I will.
Okay. And because you have declared it, and because you desire it, you know that it is part of your belongings.
Yes, yes, true. Beautiful, thank you. Okay, are we ready for some callers then?
We are indeed.
Thank you, thank you. All right, so here we go. All right, area code 248, are you with us?
Yes, I am. This is Julie.
Hello, you're on the air.
Thank you. Raj and Linda and Suzanne. I wanted to mention that I have been holding the space for a deep desire here in the dimensional world, and the timeline is coming to expiration at the end of the month. I'm running out of ideas as to how to proceed in a physical way to bring closure to this desire. Is there anything more you might suggest?
What do you mean, dear heart, your timeline runs out?
I have a legal contract for some property, and technically that timeline concludes, that contract concludes at the end of the month, and it requires physical currency, and I've been looking at ways to bring that forward, and I've been noticing that I'm currently running low on any other ideas as to how to fulfill at our end the contract.
Not only expand time, sweet angel, but take yourself outside of time.
Okay.
So that is the first thing. Then have the soul conversation with the contractors, because there is, what you are doing is you are calling forth what we have been referring to in this conversation as one of your belongings. And it is actually not only a belonging for you, but for the collective. So continue to call forth your belonging, but also have the soul conversation with the contractor. Then have the physical conversation as well, and do not wait to the last moment. And extend the contract if necessary. But we do not believe it is necessary or will be necessary.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Now, we also
very much.
Want you to do something else.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch the last few words you just said.
Can you hand it over to me?
Okay.
You are a very busy little fairy. But there are times, as hard as it is, that you could use a little help. So I offer you out-of-time soul conversations, physical conversations, and my assistance.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You are welcome, dear heart.
All righty. We are on to area code 810. Are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Good morning. You're on the air.
Quick question. How does anyone find out who they really are? Someone like me, I like to think I'm a starseed, but it could be wishful thinking. And another part, how does one connect with who they really are, and how can we speed up the process of attracting like-minded people?
You discover who you truly are, dear heart, through meditation, through going within. It is actually not as complex as you wish to think it is. It is a matter of knowing your ray, your guides, your affiliations. What you desire to do is the truth of what you are and who you are and why you are here. So it is to take some time, because as the channel has said, this foundation of knowing is very important. So use the meditations that are being made available to you to know this and to work with this. And then to find like-minded people, it is twofold. Yes, of course, call upon the law of attraction. For like-minded people, might we even suggest like-hearted people. But then take action. Put yourself physically in community, in situations where you may encounter those who are of like heart. So it is not simply a matter of just hoping they will find you. You have need also to engage with your family of humanity. Do you understand what I say?
Yeah. What is the best meditation for this? Not to use up all the time.
We would strongly urge you to use the Council of Love meditations on soul color and meeting your guides.
Okay. Thank you.
Farewell.
Thank you. Okay, lovely. All right, we are on to area code 604. Are you with us?
I am. Hello, Suzanne.
Hi.
Hello. And hi, Linda, and hi, Sanat. It's Kathleen calling. I have a question about worthiness, and if you could actually define worthiness, value, and some practical tips how to anchor this quality into our foundation, and if this is contained in love.
First of all, worthiness is part of your spiritual makeup and your physical makeup. It is not something that you need to go seeking or searching for. Now, can it be expanded? Absolutely. Worthiness is knowing that you are part and a spark, an integral piece of the divine. When you truly accept this knowing, then you have reached the place of knowing your worth. And then what happens with that is there is an excitement to explore. That is why we have talked about the importance of knowing your essence of who you are, because within that is your worthiness. This is the cancer, the primary cancer of the human race, is the lack of self-worth, the lack of self-value, the lack of self-love. And too often, because this has been one of the strongest false grips of the old third dimension, is the belief system that you have to earn your worth, that you need to become worthy. How, dear heart, can you and I be birthed from the heart of one, carrying the essence of one, and not be worthy? That is like saying that your essence was destroyed when you took form. And if your essence was destroyed, and we will speak next week of the law of elimination, if your essence was destroyed, you would not be breathing, not in any reality. The value, your worth, is infinite. Infinite. In this lifetime and in this ascension and this shift, what you are coming to know is your value, your worth, and your potential. Now, even as you shift, are you working at the fullness of your potential? No. It will continue to grow and grow and grow. That is the way of spiritual evolution. But will you be happy, joyous, in a state of bliss as you realize that? That you are in the constant state of becoming an expansion? Yes, you will be. Because joy is also the key to creation. You do not create, you do not find your self-worth and worthiness in misery. Now, does sometimes misery or lack trigger that essential finding? Yes, it does. It is like falling down a very deep, dark well and sitting there sometimes for what feels like eons. And there is no light and there is no hope and there is no sense that you are even remembered above or below. And then you realize at the bottom of the well, what you are sitting on is a trap door. And you open that door and you fly free because you demand it. Because you either extinguish and perish, because you cannot live indefinitely with no sense of self-worth, or you simply fly free and find and discover what has always been within you, that ember, that flame, is within you, just like the flame of joy is within you. Now, when it expands, it calls out, it announces throughout the universe. And the expansion and energy which is sent to you, complementing you, grows and grows and grows. It is a phenomena. You have often thought of the creation of your universe in the old science. You have said this planet was created by the Big Bang. Well, to us, the Big Bang is when you acknowledge and accept your worth. Is that clear?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your question. It's a great one. All right.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Okay.
Farewell.
Thank you. Farewell.
Okay. We are on to another caller, and this caller, I'm not sure what to call you, so I'm going to say Yellow. Hello, Yellow. You are on the air. Are you with us?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You are on the air.
Hi. Hello there.
Hi.
Hello, Raj.
Thank
you for taking my call.
And what is your question?
My question is that I've got three creations that I'm trying to integrate as to become one. But I have a feeling that if I follow one of my creations, I might just lose the other. So I don't know what to do about that.
Do not limit yourself. Now, one of the things that you are doing is that you are thinking that, and I use the word thinking, that all of these creations have need to be simultaneous. And while in, now I am going to speak about quantum physics, while in our reality they are all simultaneous, in your reality of what you are doing, you can work these as sequential and not lose a darn thing. Begin with what is most near and dear to your heart, because that will feed the energy for the other creations to come forth like a supernova. So do not feel that you have to sacrifice, choose one over the other.
Okay.
Do you understand what I am saying to you?
I understand. Thank you so much.
Go with my love.
Thank you.
Farewell.
Thank you for your call. Okay, so we are on to area code 520. Are you with us?
Yes, I am. How are you doing this morning, Suzanne?
Fabulous. How are you this morning?
Good, thanks. And Raj and Linda, hello, good morning. Regarding the law of attraction and repulsion with members of your soul family, can you talk, Raj, a little bit about timing and soulmates?
Can we say yesterday? Can we say 22 eons ago? Can we say tomorrow? I do not wish to be flip with you, my friend. There is much happening upon your planet. And that is one of the reasons why, this day, I have chosen to begin by talking about how we are coming together, you and I and all of you who are listening and participating, coming together more and more closely as soul family and the recognition of that. Because soul family, soul partners, that truth is in the recognition as well. Now, what do I mean by this? When you are working with the law of attraction, you are pulling the energy, the codes. Now, you may have, let us use the practical example of a soul partner, of a sacred union, which is the theme of humanity right now. And yes, we are speaking a great deal about it. You may have a vision of what that looks like. And that is fine for using the law of attraction for what you are pulling unto your sacred self. But what we are saying is part of the law of attraction inside that delivery system of your belongings is what we would refer to as the recognition factor. So you need to understand and recognize with your heart consciousness, and then with your entire field, what it is you are looking at. So, for example, if you are expecting a car, you are creating a car, and you have visualized a perfect Jetta, and we have delivered you a BMW, can you at that moment recognize that this is what you have attracted and that this is the fulfillment of your attraction? And vice versa. If you have been visualizing a BMW and we bring you a Ford, then know that that is the perfect match. So there is an element in recognition of also letting go of preconceptions and control. And it is a process of being open and receiving, and then also realizing that you can expand on that creation.
How do we improve our ability to recognize?
It is acceptance and allowance and truly looking with your heart, with the eyes and the knowing of your heart, but also your third eye, center of forehead, your fourth eye between your brows, and what we have come to refer to as the fifth eye, which is at your hairline, which is the ability to see with the eyes of the mother. So when someone or something is in front of you, stop. simply stop and look and allow yourself to see the truth of what is standing in front of you. And then you will know, not think, not judge, but discern and know the truth of that. Now, there is a piece of this that I am glad that you have brought up. You do not need to accept all deliveries as is. Now, we are not talking about a lack of gratitude. What we are talking about is supplementing and building and building and building the energy. So you may see, for example, with a soul partner, the truth of the purity, the beauty of the person standing in front of you. But you may also say, but wait a minute, there are areas that perhaps have not been completed either by myself or by that person or by with the help of the universe, the company of heaven. So we want to add on greater communication, more clarity in communication, more openness of heart, greater feeling of security to be that truth, to not create false separations or lines in the dirt, so that you can build upon the creation that is right in front of you as well. It is not that it is there and then it is done and you have to move on. You can build in form as well as in the etheric. But you have need first to discern with your heart, with your third, fourth, and fifth eye, what is the truth of this? And if the truth is that it does not match and does not feel that it is truly what belongs to you, then release it. Release it in gratitude and in love. And continue on. Because all things that pass your energy field, tangible or intangible, are not meant to be anchored with you. Sometimes it is a symbol, it is a catalyst, it is a moment in the eternal now. But it is not meant to be clung to. Sometimes there is a tendency in the human beings to cling to something because they think that is all they are going to get. And what it does is that it then turns off the spigot of creation and it limits what you are open to receiving. So that truth with yourself and with the creation is very important. And we do not get offended in any way, shape, or form if you say, thank you, but this isn't quite enough.
Okay. Thank you very much, Raj. I don't want to take time away from others. Thank you very much.
Go with my love, dear heart, and thank you for your work.
Yes. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thanks.
Farewell.
Okay. All right, David, I'm taking you on the air. We only have a couple minutes left, so hello, you're on the air.
Hello. Hello, Linda. Hello, Susie. So, okay, so I'll make this quick. I want to know, as far as I understand it, is that we need only the law of attraction while we are in this, well, in this duality, in this illusion, because as far as I understand is we are, or I am, the great I am, is the law of attraction, because it is everything, and we become that which we become aware of and which we focus on. So what I want to know is really how can I be calm in this time where I somehow know that I'm everything and that we are all one, but there's still like a time lapse within this illusion that creates this feeling of there's still a separation between that which I want and that which I am in this moment of now.
The greatest way, and I thank you for this question, because it is an important way in which we finish up. The greatest, most rapid way in which you allow the law of attraction to come into the fullness, first of all, is to utilize the law of repulsion. Send back to the light the illusions, that sense of separation, the sense of time lag, the sense that there is a separation between who you wish to be and who you are in this very moment. That is an illusion. You are not in that old reality. So don't even look at it. Simply send it, the fullness of it. Kit and caboodle, you would say? Send it back to the source. Because the old third, this place of limitation, the third dimension is a beautiful place of physical experience, of smelling flowers and having form. But the old third, the sullied third, that is filled with these false grids, has no place. So how you do that is constantly practicing this law of repulsion. Take this limitation and send it home.
Beautiful.
Nothing can transform Gaia and humanity faster than this one simple action.
Thank you, David.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Farewell.
Okay, is there, in the last 30 seconds, anything you want to, like, add?
Have fun with this. Play with this. Practice this. And call on your family. Because we are with you, sweet angels. I am with you. Let me guide your heart and hand. Farewell.
Thank you so much, Raj.
You are so welcome. Farewell.
May the long time sun shine upon you. God.